Mary Jane, and after months and months of cancellations and rescheduling, I'm finally getting the opportunity to chat with Get Back Loretta.
Hooray!
Huzzah!
It's midnight and I miss your body. I can't eat, sleep, dream, it's off tonight. Waiting for what? I wait long and you turn off the light, but I love you.
Hi, this is Get Back Loretta, a.k.a. Get Back Loretta. We are, this is Steven. I play bass, guitar, and I sing.
I'm Isaac. I play the drums.
I'm Kevin. I play keyboard, and I am the party planner.
I'm Josh, and I play the guitar and sometimes the fool.
I'm Santino. I play guitar, and I make noises.
All right, so you guys have been together as a band since 2004, right? Between then and now, what would you say are some of your biggest accomplishments as the band?
Well, I would say our biggest accomplishment so far is our drummer Isaac turning into a drag queen. That's kind of the biggest achievement, but from there we've won some music awards. We stayed at Pauly Shore's house last night, which was awesome, with the band POD.
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's our manager, Clutch. He doesn't understand anything, but... Yeah, stayed at Pauly Shore's house last night. What about you, Isaac? What do you think?
My biggest accomplishment was moving on to Kevin.
I'm good. How are you?
I think I was most stoked when we opened for Jack's Mannequin and Head Automatica on like their West Coast tour, because we got to play with some super legit bands and have a cool experience playing at like sold out venues like the Warfield Theater and the Fillmore and Soma. Like the main stage was sold out, and so that was a trippy experience seeing like how a legit tour is, and we're like the new baby band on the beginning, being like, hey, we're Get Back Loretta, okay, you've never heard of us, okay, bye, here's Jack's Mannequin. So that was super killer.
I would say our greatest accomplishment was just stolen by Kevin, because well, he's a bitch, and he steals my ideas. He climbs into my brain and takes my ideas and puts them on his mouth.
And I'm not that funny, so I'll just say the tour, that was a milestone so far.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, it takes an hour.
Did you guys get a chance to, like, hang out with Head Automatica?
We did.
Like, get to know them? How were they?
Good guys. Good. Very good guys.
Very much nice.
Had quite a bit in common, more so than I thought.
They got drunk before every show, so we got to talk to them before, pre-drunk and post-drunk. And
post totally different conversations.
Post-drunk consisted of him chilling in his underwear and looking at photos on his laptop of them, like, back home in the tri-state area, New York.
And I want to throw out a shout-out to Jarvis being kick-ass.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm a little jealous. I really like that band.
They're cool.
Yeah. I didn't mention Glassjaw once either to Daryl, so
I did. I mocked him. That.
Really?
Yeah. No.
You mocked the guy from Brooklyn who would probably stab you in the side with a shiv. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Daryl Palumbo killed Stephen Bradford. Got away with it because he was in was in Glassjaw.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Glassjaw. I can murder.
It's allowed.
All right. So it seems that you guys kind of promote yourself as being all happy and free love-ish.
Queers. Queers is what you're saying?
Well, you said it, I didn't. Wait, I'm just kidding.
Is this for gay lesbian time?
So, and it kind of reminds me of like the 60s and 70s kind of pop rock. So would you say you're influenced by that at all or completely disagree with that?
You know what? Actually, we're influenced by like everything and anything. And that's kind of where we all get along, I think, is that we're not stuck in any styles or genres, but we do, like, I think we all listen to the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Beatles, Radiohead, we all have, like, our common, like, bands that are on a pedestal for us, but, I think we're influenced by everything.
Bands are focused on songwriting, you know, more. I think that's totally. That's the first thing we focus on, and then...
And then with our individual instruments, we kind of take our own personal, like, influences, like you said, Radiohead. Like, I play guitar, so Johnny Greenwood, you know, like, Tom Morello from Rage, like, those are the guys I look up to as guitar players, so I try to draw a little bit from them and, you know, get Tom Morello's sass and funk, but with some Johnny Greenwood, you know, deliciousness.
See, what no one can see right now is Josh is quivering like a little schoolgirl, and I just saw a tear come out of his left
eye. What's funny is, like, we all have different, we're so different, and then when we get together, we kind of just pull out this random stuff, like, totally separate, we'd be totally different musicians, for sure. And then we get together, and we're like, get back Loretta. So that's kind of what's cool about us, is we wouldn't necessarily play this music alone in our room, but then when we get together, it just kind of funnels through our souls.
Definitely, definitely.
Good old soul funnels.
It funnels. It funnels quickly, too. Like the time of sand.
We're not jaded yet, either. So it's still fun.
Yeah, we still have fun with it.
Music's fun as crap.
That's what it's all about for us, is we still get to have fun and not care about major labels and all that crap, expectations of that. So we're just still building fans and having fun with our music, which is good for us. Talk to us in 5 years when we sold out, and then it'll be a different story.
Yeah, we're going to be like, we just want Coke, and that's it. I'll play for Coke.
Can I get some Evian and Coke, please?
Can I get a burger and Coke, please? Thanks.
Hi. Bye, Bradley.
Bye, Brad. Brad's leaving.
Bye,
interview.
Brad. See ya.
Interview on hiatus.
Oh, did you say where we're
Game on.
Interview from?
I didn't.
The back of the Stoner Man.
The back of the Aerostar.
From
the legendary
Tour
Aerostar. Aerostar.
Yeah.
Tour.
Yeah, this is my first tour van experience. Oh. And so,
sorry, I actually have a tour van.
Oh, then I'll put my pants back on, sorry.
Or not. Ew. All right, so last night you guys played L.A., and I'm not real familiar with the music scene down there. I usually stay more local to San Diego.
Good.
And so how would you describe it? Is it, like, similar or different?
Jaded!
No, it's completely different. Completely different, not even close to what San Diego is. LA is very uptight, and I don't mind LA hearing this. It's a very uptight music scene, whereas down here it's like a lot of people in like sandals and stuff. But we stayed at Pauly Shore's house last night.
That was cool.
After every question, can I just be like, well, we stayed at Pauly Shore's house last night with BOD? That's so random. My mom did.
I have a little analogy. In San Diego, you've got like 16-year-old girls who go to shows to look cool. In LA, it's 45-year-old dudes who go to shows to look cool.
Yeah.
So it's like you're playing
with 15-year-old girls.
Yeah, with 15-year-old girlfriends. You know, it's very different. You're playing to people who have their arms crossed, thinking, I've heard this before.
Who have
card like,
ready.
Yeah.
In their pocket.
Yeah. It's like who are you guys? That's how I feel when I get up there. It's just like this jaded and very high expectations for people who really honestly have no. Let's see, what's the word?
Basically,
taste.
Yeah, no one likes L.A., it seems like.
Yeah.
You know what? I think L.A. is a fine place, and I'd love to raise my children there someday.
You know what was cool about L.A. is when we went to Pauly Shore's house with P.O.D.
I'm going
to
stop giving
you. Do you guys remember when we chilled with Greg Laswell, who's now dating Mandy Moore?
Oh, no.
Oh, we can't put that on there?
Wait, he is?
No.
Oh, now it's not.
Journalist that.
Oh, no.
I meant Minnie Driver. He's dating Minnie Driver.
He's dating Teddy Ruxpin. No.
Hey, Greg, it's not a secret anymore. Your love is free. Free as a bird.
All right, I think we're ready for next.
We should play
Super. Okay,
too.
Yeah.
We're douches.
All right, so the album you guys have got out now is Over the Wall. Mm-hmm. How was your experience putting that together? Was there anything memorable that sticks out?
Besides the fact that we had 4 days to do it,
yeah.
I mean, we had to. That was a quick record, and I wasn't even in the band. This is Josh, by the way, and I was really, when I came in to do my stuff, I was super surprised on how fast. Like for me, playing on the record was one of the turning points for my decision to join the band because of these guys were able to knock out these songs as quick as they did and as well as they did. That was a huge thing for me because we were on major time constraints and. And everyone delivered, and it was pretty much awesome.
Pretty much killer.
Pretty much the best. And we did a live-action pee video.
Oh, I wish we had that.
I know. It was good.
It's really good.
It was good.
It's my favorite.
I can't really explain it. It's something that will be up on our MySpace, www.myspace.com/getbackloretta, very soon, actually. And it's a live-action pee, and you can kind of, the imagination can take you into the realm of what that is, so... Yeah.
My favorite thing was seeing, we track our tracks, and then we give it to Chris Hobson, our producer, and then he comes back with all these lovely little
strings
and things, and we're like, whoa, that's what it sounds like. That's awesome. We're pretty good.
But it's really just Hobson.
Really?
Yeah, Chris Hobson.
Chris Hobson
is a golden god.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys have a favorite track on the album?
Dreams got scattered.
That's a good one. That's
I like
a good
one.
I enjoy Girl Face because my wife has sex with me every time I play it for her.
Late night, a back door, I crawl in. Come for my angel, I'll never sleep again. Quiver runs a vertical that causes a head change, keeps us from breathing out. Stayed up till my eyes went blind. I'll never be tired of sailing in life with you. So I make my plan to love and adore you, and I'll never bore you.
I think my favorite song is Merry Sunday because the rest of the band hates it. So I love calling that song out live and forcing him to play it.
Oh, wait, we need to play God. We need to play God and Believe tonight.
Okay.
A bunch of kids that go to the sale, I want us to play it.
She takes it all away. I heard it for another day. Super inflated oxygen. She said she likes it better than friends. Merry Sunday takes me away. I hate Monday, so you can have that.
Favorite track? Probably Ketamine. I'm with Isaac. We lock in that one.
So you guys won a couple of San Diego Music Awards. Which ones did you get?
Best Americana.
Most likely to succeed. Best power pop
best
trio.
Best hair. Best hair was good.
That's actually, okay, yeah. we got best new artist the first year we went, which the band we're playing with tonight, Dynamite Walls, got that last year, which and they're freaking awesome. Anyways, a little shout out for them. And then this last year we got Best Pop, which we were kind of like, at first we were kind of offended by because we were like, we thought of Justin Timberlake as pop. But we're pop. We're pop. It would have been better if they said pop rock, I think, and then we wouldn't have felt as gay, but.
Then I feel like a good. Delicious candy that you shouldn't have with a carbonated beverage.
Yeah, I think I was in denial for a little bit. Like, I was just like, oh, this is a good band, you know? And then Best Pop. I'm in a pop band, and I just kind of had to deal with it, you know?
And I'm Mexican.
I'm Mexican in a pop band.
You know what? The best part about the Music Awards is it has nothing to do with winning any of that crap. Like, it's like 5 seconds long, and it's kind of like whatever. But it's meeting all the other bands that are playing in San Diego that you don't normally get to meet, or if you don't watch them when you play with them or something, you totally miss what they're all about, and you get to kind of see everyone and look out for who's coming up and stuff. That's fun.
So, being recognized by the awards, you don't think it's changed your music or the band at all?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
If it was like a Grammy, I mean, I would be like...
Maybe we'll have Troy Johnson come do a guest vocal track or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so how do you guys feel about the Grammys?
It seems like there's just a giant, like... hit factory, if you will, out there, a machine that like makes all these people get
his
hits. Name,
his name's Rick Rubin.
And yeah, and they don't really recognize any emerging artists or anyone with any validity. It's kind of just whatever's out right now and it's cool and poppy. So I don't know. Grammys? Yes, sometimes. I love them pretty much.
Arcade Fire won a Grammy a couple years
ago. You know,
ago,
if we won a Grammy, I'd probably say something totally different. You know, this is just a little boy on the outside of the box looking in.
All right, so if you guys could be featured on the cover of any magazine, what would it be?
Time.
Arcade Fire was it?
Men of the Year.
Newsweek.
Fortune 500, Forbes magazine.
Yeah, Forbes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Can I say Tiger Beat? Thank you.
Teen Bop?
Yeah, Teen Bop.
Wow, that just brought back some flashbacks.
JTT for life.
You got you, yeah. You stubbed Justin. No. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah,
Disney
right.
Adventures. Disney Adventures magazine.
Yeah, I wanted to be on Highlights for Kids.
Highlights.
That'd be on SD Music Matters. Zoo News. Zoo News.
Zoo News?
Yeah, San Diego Zoo has a magazine called Zoo News. Oh. It's about the zoo. It's news.
You know, what's going on lately.
Pictures of, like, apes and, like, other animals of that nature.
Yeah, you guys should totally be in that one.
Yeah. Except for I don't support holding animals against their will, but, you know, I guess so you gotta make a profit in America.
So you guys have kind of been on, like, a little mini tour, right? Do you have any, like, exciting stories from the road or something funny?
We all got really sick on tour.
That was great.
Played a few shows with pneumonia. That was awesome.
Wow.
Went to jail.
I died.
That was awesome.
They revived me.
Yeah.
I almost slid the van and trailer off a cliff, but then I, with cat-like reflexes, turned the wheel and saved our life.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time.
I hit a bus.
We got drunk with Andrew from Jack's Mannequin and listened to Purple Rain. And actually, I do have a nice highlight. A girl thought I was Andrew from Jack's Mannequin, and she asked me to sign her jacket. And so I did, and I signed it Andrew McMahon. And there's a girl out there with a forged jacket. So that's kind of nice.
Don't sell it on eBay.
No, I don't even think she knew. It was before the show, and she's like, "Do you hang out with your fans like this? That's so cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, I love my fans. They're great.
My fans are
Jack's awesome. Mannequin for life." And then just boom. I had to ask someone his last name. She's like, "Will you sign it?" And I'm like, "Hey, what's Andrew's last name?"
That's
They're like,
me.
"McMahon."
It was you.
That was me, guys. That was me. Stephen Bradford.
Stephen Bradford there on the assist for the forgery.
Yeah, thank
you.
You
are now an accomplice.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got kind of a little list of rules for people who go to concerts, and one of them that I'm really against is fans who wear
t-shirts.
How do you guys feel about that?
I used to be the most anti, because you became that guy at that show wearing that shirt. But once you're in a band and you see somebody wearing your shirt to the show, it's different than being... Yeah, it is. It's very much so. Especially, honestly, for the younger fans who don't know the scene rules and they don't care about scene points. Yeah. You know, they're coming to support the band they want to see. And you know what? They'll buy a shirt and they wear it. They'll go to the show, buy a shirt right away just to put it on. And like, and that kind of like dedication and just radness is is very cool. Like...
When, and sometimes we throw darts at them.
Yeah,
right. Fiery darts. But when I go to a show, I kind of make sure I'm not wearing any of that band's paraphernalia because I'm a stuck-up, pretentious jerk.
Nice.
This is Stephen Bradford, by the way. Stephen Bradford.
If you want to win scene points, what you do is you make your own shirt for the band and you say, "I love Get Back Loretta, Isaac is sexy, will you have my babies?" And then not only do you win scene points, but you also might win a date with Isaac because he may see it and be like, "You know what? Yes, you can have my babies."
I will take a bite of your delicious apple. You know? Yes, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
If you're
not
tasty.
A Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your tasty treat.
All right. How do you guys feel about people who wear earplugs to concerts?
Very smart, and they're saving their ears.
Queers. Queers. Cubans.
Steven's going to be deaf in like 4 years. No, I mean, unless they're like engineers and they're like, "I'm saving my ears for the studio." But if they're just dorks, then hey, they're like into ear saving and good for them.
I wish I wore earplugs.
What?
Exactly.
I regret not wearing earplugs. I've been playing in bands and going to shows since I was 12. And now it's like,
it's too late.
Play
now.
Louder. Yeah, it's
too late.
If people are being responsible, I'm not going to shun them for that because they're smarter than I am.
Air voice balls. I don't wear earplugs and I'm just fine.
All right, moving on. Are there any like local bands that you guys really think are standing out in the scene right now? Or in addition to that, okay. And in addition to that, are there any bands that you guys have played with that you think are phenomenal and you'd want to tour with, or you think are going to make it?
This band, Dynamite Walls. I'm telling you, they're going to be huge. They're badass. They're kind of. I don't want to compare them to Jimmy Eat World because then you get like a preconceived notion about them, but they're similar to that style. But their singer's got an amazing voice. This band called Burning of Rome is pretty sick. I like those guys. Those are our friends. And the band Dirty Sweet is really awesome. And Greg Laswell, that's a guy that's gonna just be huge. He's already pretty huge in San Diego, but Those are my top three. What do you think, Satch?
Noise Ratchet, Convicted, and Pound Foolish.
There you go.
All going to the top.
Top.
I'm going to go with Austin James Band.
Yeah, son.
They're amazing. They're just ridiculous. And if you like, if you just like good music, you need to go see the Austin James Band. Thieves and Liars is just balls out rock. Just, Shreddleman. Oh, they're so, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all probably going to be naming the same few bands as well. So
Kevin's got his own.
Yeah, all right. So I'll say those. And
no, I'm going with the best freaking lesbian hip hop in San Diego. MC Flow.
MC Flow.
Yeah. MC Flow is my freaking sundem son.
She is sick.
Because she's my son. Yeah. And even though she's not my son, but she's my son. You know what I'm saying? MC Flow for show. And then I'm gonna go with Kite Flying Society because they sound like happy. They sound like happiness in a jar. And that's delightful. And Delta Spirit is pretty sick, too. And they're from here, and they're awesome
Vision
kids.
Vision of a Dying World.
Vision of a Dying World is awesome, too, as well. Those are all bands that we like.
Yeah.
See, we're in the same.
See, that was everyone I was going to say. Vision of a Dying World, Elijah Emmanuel, Long of Logos, good friends of ours. They've been with us on a couple tours. And that's about it, I think. I think we pretty much covered it.
The rest of the bands in San Diego suck,
terrible.
Dude.
Kill yourselves and break up.
No. Not true. They're all good.
Buck and I, I'm just kidding. I don't even know they're from San Diego.
POD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we hung out with POD at Pauly Shore's house. Yeah. I remember that. That was last night.
Last night. Yeah.
POD, Pauly Shore, POD.
Yeah, no, you're really not allowed to talk
Pauly
anymore.
POD. Pauly OD, Shore.
All right, when you guys are performing, do you have any, like, personas or rock star moves you like to pull off or any styles?
Steven does the hair flip and he does the spit. He does the spit on the audience thing and then he'll do the microphone swing if he doesn't have his bass. But he mostly likes to spit on the audience. That's the rock star. Not even!
I forgot to mention the Stranger Six, by the way, in that last thing.
Okay.
If that can go back, Mr. Editor Guy. I love you and I appreciate you for who you are as a human being. Well, I play barefoot. That's the only thing that changes from the time I get off stage. You know, when I'm off stage and get on stage, is take my shoes off, play all fun and fancy free.
I try and play like the drummer for Def Leppard. Just use one arm. It's
hey guys,
fun.
What has nine arms and sucks?
Def Leppard.
Sorry,
Def Leppard in NXS.
I wear this nifty little hat. Big up to all the hats out there.
Yeah, the hats.
You know who you are.
The hats.
And that's about it.
Oh, you Kevin already said what I do. Okay, here's what Kevin does. Here's what Kevin does. Every time Kevin plays, sometimes a little poopy comes out. I'm not kidding.
At least I don't throw it on the audience with my spit.
I like to chip my tooth last night at Pauly Shore's house with POD.
All right. So what are you guys working on now? And do you have any...
Yeah, I'm working on selling some fajitas at Chili's. Major cash flow there.
Sizzling fajitas. I'm working on buttering more popcorn at the Landmark in Hillcrest. Come hang out because I'm bored.
Okay, well, musically, what are you guys working on right now?
We're almost done writing a brand new album. And it's like...
killer.
It's nothing like our last album, really, but it's us, so it's not like super different, but we're coming from different areas and our head and our band has shifted a lot, so we're excited about it. I think I've already told our producer it's going to be better than the last one, and he's like, no, it can't be. Never. And he's convinced that it's going to be different, but not better, but I'm convinced it's going to be better and a little different. On a plate with some parsley.
Can you tell that Steven works with
retarded kids? Go ahead and say it. Yes, I work with retarded kids.
Steven works with differently abled people, and he explains things very, very nicely.
What's cool is, like, we actually have Sonny's kind of new in the band from when we made the last record, so we have his writing influence, and Josh is a little bit more in there, so we've been more collaborating and writing as a band, which is cool, and that's why it's different, I think, is because there's a little bit more input from different sides, so it is a little bit more broad, and I think it's a little bit more, like, it's less raw, and it's a little bit more put together, I think, which is cool and pretty sweet.
It depends compared to OK Computer, basically. If we were Radiohead, it was really good, you know.
All right, where would you guys like to see yourselves in, like, 5 years?
Not working at Chili's.
Living in Columbiana, 7-month Coke binge.
I was gonna say on the back of a camel.
I just want to be touring with Counting Crows, yeah, singing back up to Mr. Jones.
Hey, though, Augustana. There we are. There's another good San Diego band. Augustana. Sonny, what about you? Where do you want to be?
I don't know, man. Just getting paid to play music. That's about it. plain and simple.
But he said, but also the Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, after the Grammy.
And Coke.
Right. After you get a gram of Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, we're joking, everyone. Yeah.
Drugs are bad.
Josh has never even seen Coke in real life.
And except I can't for a do Coca-Cola. Coke because I work with retarded kids, and I would get in trouble for
doing Steven
Coke.
And Steven has a baby, and his baby would get sick.
Yeah, I have a baby. Where's my question about my baby?
You have a baby. Tell me about that.
He's good. He does good.
He named him after Tom York.
I did.
Liam,
I named him after Tom York.
Bradford. Yep. Which is the greatest thing ever.
And Liam, like, that's
Liam
a British
Neeson,
name, yeah.
Tom York.
Yeah. Or Liam Lynch. Or Liam... Is Liam Neeson the one from...
Yeah.
Oh, it is? He is? Yeah. Okay. I like him. He's the one from... I have a little baby, 9 months old. And he's just learned how to stand up. He can't walk yet, but he can stand straight up and kind of just stand there.
Potty trained?
And look around. He's potty trained.
What month is he potty trained
He
at?
Was potty trained at 6 months
yeah,
years
son.
Old.
Gotta learn how
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. I have pictures. So that's cool. Okay, how about a music question?
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I ask all of my artists the same 3 questions, so I'm just going to ask you all to share your feelings with these. Do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Yeah, son.
Killer.
Killer. Good.
Clark and Raj.
After going on tour with Jack's Mannequin, we're always like, yeah, son. For show, son. Hey, son.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah, son.
Shout
pass
out
that
Dr.
over
J.
here, son.
Yeah, Dr. J with his son. Son, yeah. No one's saying son.
Son, 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 son.
Yeah. Go out with son.
Son. That's like the Jack's Mannequin side. They
East
all
Coast?
Say son. Yeah, East Coast.
Dude.
What up, son?
Son.
Other than that, I'm always like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing, bitch.
Yeah, it's son and killer. And then we just make up slang.
Yeah, and I say delightful a lot. No, I don't. But I'm just going to start. Delightful. It's the interviews, Ben.
I like
delightful.
I like that because it starts with deli.
No, it has
delis
been.
Make me happy.
This is such a good interview.
And Mary Jane, you are an utter delight to work with.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, let's keep this in the interview. Yeah.
Mary Jane at Pirate Pods. I don't know. You can't see her out there. You should post a picture. She's hot as crap, man.
A delight.
A delight. A delightful treat of joy.
A succulent crevasse of love.
If you will. If you like Eggs Benedict, you'll probably like Mary Jane's sweet, sweet face.
Okay. What's everyone's drink of choice?
Ooh. Cranberry juice.
Patron.
I like cranberry. You like...
Long Island's from the Turf Club.
I'm gonna have to say raw kombucha.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the 40. Doesn't matter what kind. Nah. And yerba mate.
In a gourd with a bombilla. Yerba mate. That's kind of our band's collective drink of. It's non-alcoholic. It's a tea, but we love it.
Okay.
We want to get sponsored. Any yerba mate distributors. Out there, we will drink it all the time on stage, at merch booths, while making love to our wives, the usual.
Yeah,
I mean Steven's wife.
You guys can make love to my wife if you want.
Okay,
you're married. So
I share my wife. We're a loving band. We share each other and our wives, and it's sure. And we enjoy it that way. Yeah,
I just got
it's an open relationship.
Yeah, my girlfriend actually rubbed down 2 of the members of the band naked today.
Yes,
not including me. So
she's a masseuse. Masseuse, if you will.
Yeah, let's clarify that she's a professional masseuse, and she owed them massages for their birthday, so there was no happy ending
involved.
There was
no copulation involved.
Kevin, my part of the interview, what did you do today? What did your day consist of?
Kevin went for a waxing today, and it hurt like hell, but let me tell you something, my ass feels nice. No, I didn't wax my ass. Okay, I did.
He did. Kevin waxed his whole body today, ladies and gentlemen. Chest, ass, pubonics, not arm hairs. He didn't do his arms, which is good because that would be
that's
weird.
Creepy.
That's creepy.
But I did do my eyebrows.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And so the last one I always ask is, how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Oh, eyeliner is so stupid, especially when dudes in bands wear it. Oh my gosh, that's my pet peeve right there. Eyeliner, and then like you go with like the pink eyeshadow, and oh my gosh, dude, what are dudes in music thinking?
No, that was
has nothing
tranny
to do with
den
music.
We were last night. That's
or
what
tranny
that was.
Den, yeah.
Tranny
yeah.
Den.
Yeah, you guys, you don't have to be a tranny
Look,
to play
okay.
music.
You can wear eyeliner if you're Marilyn Manson or if you're in like a goth rock band and that's your thing. But if
not
you're in if
disco.
You're in Green Day and you're like, we're just making a new record and it's not that different, you can't just put on eyeliner and
you
get
can.
All the like emo
can,
kids to be
like,
your fans.
Yeah.
That's just not right. Okay? That's not
it's
right.
Just
you
not
don't
fair.
See me. Look, you don't see me putting on little cluckerdoodles and going over to Norway and being like, "Hey guys, oh hello, hey." You know? I'm not cluckerdoodling over there to try to get their fans. So they should get their own fans and stop putting on the eyeliner for the emo kids.
Yeah. If there is anybody out there thinking about putting on eyeliner while playing,
or cluckerdoodles.
Or cluckerdoodles. Eyeliner cluckerdoodles. Go watch Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, you see the progression of their guitar player puts on more and more makeup. You'll see how absurd you will look. You
Dude,
won't look any
on.
Better than that.
We're on
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, we should
right
probably
now.
Go play.
I need to finish restringing.
Yeah, go so. Restring your guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We can like walk
Thank
over
you.
There if All you right, want.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, well, real quick, do you guys have anything else you want to say to your fans or someone who's listening?
Thanks for making it all the way through this nonsense. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for making us famous.
I love you.
Throw my attention.